Savard into the left corner on Havlid. Trying to work it free. Little on the right wing. Lucic takes the body, trying to keep it alive, and he does. Savard works it free. Lucic trying to feed it in front to Kessel. Pass block. Lucic, second chance. Scores! Milan Lucic with his first career hat trick, and the Bruins lead it 5-4.
All 30 teams were in action last Saturday, and Milan Lucic enjoyed the night as his hat trick goal was the game winner in the Bruins' 5-4 triumph over Atlanta. Dave Gosher, the call on News Radio 1030 WBZ in Boston. And an NHL first for Ottawa defenseman Philip Kuba.
McCammon with a quick shot that goes off a leg. Back to the point. Here's Picard with it now. Looking for a gap.
No stick for Mitchell, so keep it to that side. That's the way to do it.
The shot tipped in front. Scores! Ottawa gets on the board. A redirection by Sean Donovan. And Ottawa is to within a goal.
Dean Brown on the team 1200 in Ottawa. Sean Donovan may have had the goal, but Kuba picked up a helper, making him the first defenseman in NHL history to register assists in his team's first 8 games. Your team takes a penalty. Backs are against the wall, playing a man down, but Minnesota had mastered the art of the penalty kill until Matt Niskanen came along.
Niskanen, and his pass winds up along the near boards. Miettinen finds it. Right into the middle of the ice, and then he and Ott clash. Avery storming back in, drops it to Niskanen, a drive, he scores! And so the bubble bursts for the Minnesota Wild penalty killers.
Ralph Strangis on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas as Niskanen's power play goal ended the Wild's 24-for-24 run on the PK. Timu Solani already had 550 career goals, so why not go for 600?
High Pronger, front of the net, shot, he scores! Solani with goal number 3! And the Ducks have tied it up on a power play goal.
Steve Carroll on AM 830 KLAA in Anaheim as Solani's 21st career hat trick helped the Ducks get to overtime. Francois Beauchemin netted the game winner in a 5-4 decision over the Wings. It took the Flyers 7 games to find their first victory. Then they found 3 more, thanks in large part to Jeff Carter.
Teaminen holds it in. Richards in the right circle. Gagne in front of the net. Richard shoots one, and that was blocked out in front. Here's Carter with a shot. He scores! Jeff Carter buries it for the overtime game winner. And Carter gives the Flyers the 3-2 win.
Tim Saunders, the call on WIP in Philadelphia as Carter's second overtime goal in 3 games pushed the Flyers past the Islanders. Steve Stamkos scored 100 goals in 2 seasons in the O. Now the first overall selection of this year's draft has opened his NHL account.
Right point, LeCavalier. Center point, Marty St. Louis. St. Louis holding. Right circle, LeCavalier. Score!
Off the post and in! Vinny LeCavalier strikes! And it's 1-0 Lightning.
Not sure if that was deflected in front. It might have been deflected by Stamkos. If so, the youngster's first NHL goal.
Dave Mishkin on 620 WDAE, the sports animal in Tampa, as Stamkos did indeed deflect home Vinny LeCavalier's shot, then added another in the Lightning's 5-2 win over Buffalo. Finally, you don't need a lot of goals if you're playing in front of a red-hot netminder. Boston's Tim Thomas backstopped a pair of 1-0 wins as the Bruins edged Edmonton and Vancouver. Dave Gosher again on News Radio 1030 WBZ in Boston as Thomas recorded his 8th and 9th career shutouts.
Back comes Nielsen for Edmonton. Over the line on the left wing, dropping it off to Hemsky, top of the circle. And Nielsen again feeds it in front, and a great save by Thomas on Hemsky! Here's Henrik Sedin off ice. Odd man rush for Vancouver into the right circle. A wrist shot and a save. Thomas, 8 seconds left. Daniel Sedin along the right side. Right point to Salo. Left point, Olin shot. Block, loose puck, and it's played away, and that'll do it. And it's back-to-back shutouts for Tim Thomas.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.